Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child, Addressing the Root Cause. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to dive deep into those often overlooked parts of ourselves that hold the key to unlocking a happier, more fulfilling life. Today, we're tackling something intensely human. Brief. Ever feel like life throws curveballs, and sometimes those balls are just straight-up knockouts? We've all been there, right? Whether it's losing a loved one, a pet, a job, a dream, or even a relationship, grief can sneak up on you, wrap its heavy cloak around your shoulders, and leave you feeling lost and overwhelmed. But here's the thing. Grief is not a sign of weakness. It's a testament to the incredible depth of our love, our capacity for connection, and our very human experience. So how do we navigate this messy, complicated terrain? How do we cope with grief in a way that honors its intensity while allowing ourselves to heal and move forward? Today, we're going to unpack some powerful insights about understanding and coping with grief. You know those gut-wrenching moments when you just want to curl up and hide from the world? That's completely valid. But remember, there are tools and strategies that can help us navigate these turbulent waters. First things first, accept your feelings. Grief doesn't have a neat timeline or a right way to feel. You might experience waves of sadness, anger, guilt, confusion, even relief all within the same day. It's like an emotional roller coaster, and there's no need to judge yourself for the ups and downs. Let those feelings wash over you, acknowledge them without resistance, and know that they are a natural part of the healing process. Next, find healthy outlets for your grief. Bottling it up is never a good idea. Talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or support group. Journaling can be incredibly therapeutic, allowing you to pour out your thoughts and emotions onto paper. Physical activity, like going for walks in nature, can help release pent-up energy and clear your mind. Remember that self-care is not selfish, it's essential. When you're grieving, it's easy to neglect your basic needs, eating nourishing food, getting enough sleep, engaging in activities you enjoy. But taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally will give you the strength to cope with grief more effectively. Don't be afraid to seek professional help. If you're struggling to cope with grief on your own, there's absolutely no shame in reaching out for support from a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance, tools, and coping strategies tailored to your specific needs. Finally, allow yourself time to heal. There's no magic formula for getting over grief. It takes time, patience, and compassion for yourself. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your progress, and remember that you are not alone on this journey. Okay, let me tell you a little story. Imagine Sarah, a young woman who recently lost her grandmother, her biggest cheerleader, confidante, and source of unconditional love. Sarah feels overwhelmed by sadness, guilt, and anger. She isolates herself from friends and family, avoids talking about her grandma, and struggles to find joy in things she once loved. Sound familiar? This is where the self-care tips come into play. Sarah realizes that pushing her feelings aside isn't helping. She starts journaling about her memories of her grandmother, shares her grief with a trusted friend, and takes walks in nature to clear her head. Slowly, she begins to feel the weight lifting, allowing herself to grieve while honoring her grandmother's memory. See how relatable that is? It's like we're all sharing these human experiences together. Grief is a universal journey, and by understanding its complexities and learning healthy coping mechanisms, we can navigate it with more grace, resilience, and ultimately emerge stronger on the other side. Remember, you are not defined by your grief, but by your ability to love, to heal, and to keep moving forward. Keep that inner light shining bright, beautiful souls. Until next time, stay connected, stay empowered, and keep healing those inner child wounds. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little extra support right now. And if you have any takeaways or stories you want to share, hit me up on social media. I'd love to hear from you.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.